Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Welcome to another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. I apologize in advance for any noise that you might hear in the background. It's a little busy this morning. And with that, I, you know, kind of exposed myself already there. Yes, I'm recording the morning after the New York Knicks lost 126-121 in overtime against the Dallas Mavericks because of a simple reason. I could not bring myself to record last night. Like, it was not going to happen. It was not possible. I was not, like, literally, that is the most shocked. Is that how you would say it? That was the most shook I've ever been watching a basketball game ever. A player's performance like that. Luka Doncic putting up something that has never been seen before in the NBA. 60, 21, and 10. And that's how this game's going to be remembered. Like, I mean, I grew up, I guess, watching Kobe, obviously LeBron and Curry. And, you know, I don't really remember kind of catching and watching Kobe's, like, biggest, highest scoring games. You know, when he came home, I think, and he dropped a bunch of points. LeBron maybe in the playoffs, Curry maybe in the finals in the Splash Brothers run in the 2010s, early 2010s. That was the greatest performance I've ever seen by an NBA player, ever. I mean, I'm coming out of that game last night like, this guy is superhuman. And I was so shocked. I could not come in front of this mic. And I love doing rapid reactions. You know, I have a Giants podcast, even with their tough losses, you know, their really, really tough losses. I'm like, oh my God, I got to jump on the mic now. Like, we got to do this now. I have to get this reaction, this recap out. I could not bring myself to the microphone. I could not do it. Like, it wasn't going to happen. It just wasn't. So now I'm here, and now I really want to talk about this because 9 points in 30 seconds. 9 points. And here's the deal. You can bring this to a lot of things. You can bring this to Miles McBride missing one out of two free throws, even though he's in his second career in the NBA and he's a young 20-something-year-old. You can bring it to the rebound that sent the game into overtime with Luka hitting that unbelievable shot with 2 seconds on the clock, 0.2 seconds left on the clock, 0.2 seconds left. And it being between two youngsters of Quentin Grimes and Miles McBride in the rebound, they're both like on top of the ball and they're like, you take it. No, you take it. No, you take it. And both of them, end up not grasping it. It falls into Luka's hands. He goes up with it. Remember, that's in the moment. We're all thinking like, okay, one of them should grab it, obviously, but they're both going up for it at the same time. This is milliseconds we're talking about, that they're in the air, they're not in the air. Like, yes, I guess that's a mistake. You can be like, okay, next time you got to grab it. But what are you going to do? Like, you can't. I mean, you could tell the guy that after the game, but he's not even going to listen to you because they can't even accept this loss right now. I can't believe I'm standing here after Christmas. If you remember that loss on Christmas, I hopped on here on the podcast. I thought that was a really bad loss to the 76ers. The Knicks lost the lead late in the game, in the third and fourth quarter. And they just were not able to really think for themselves up basically the entire game. And now it's 4 in a row. And you think after that Knicks, whatever it was, 8 games in a row, that win streak, there's no magic. Was it just a fluke? Like, are all those wins really there? Do they all really matter? Were they all real? Was this real? Was this a fantasy land that we're living in as Knicks fans? Were we living in a fantasy land? That's a question I need to be answered, and I don't have that answer because I don't know. I really don't know. I want to go to the injuries now. So, Jalen Brunson, the Knicks are without him for the first time on the floor this entire season, and I really think it showed with him out. how much he kind of carries this Knicks team, not on his back, but just in the sense of on the floor presence and leadership, kind of directing this Knicks team where to go, what to do, spacing on the floor. And without having that leader on the floor and having him on the bench, although he did try his best, and I saw him standing up repeatedly kind of trying to guide that Knicks team from the bench, it's not the same as being on the floor, obviously. But there is really no chemistry late in the game. You know, when to foul, who to foul, in overtime. They were kind of confused. The youngsters didn't know what to do or, you know, how to get the inbounds pass in. And I know that goes on the coach, too. And you could put partial blame on the head coach of the New York Knicks, Tom Thibodeau, for the way he kind of played his team. And Emmanuel Quickley basically playing the entirety of the game. We'll get to the stat lines and minutes and all of that. We know the nine-man rotation. But first of all, they lose Jalen Brunson, their leader of the team, their top scorer, all of the above, right? Then, that's his first time he's missed an entire game. Then you go to the next point. And the next point is R.J. Barrett, within one minute after this game starts, R.J. Barrett gets injured, and I hope he's doing better, and I hope he comes back. But R.J. Barrett, he goes out 1 minute into this game, and the Knicks now are without their leader, their top point guard, and also their small forward, their starting small forward at that, who does also lead them. And remember, he scored his career-high best performance ever, 44 points against the Chicago Bulls the other day. Last week now, and what a performance that was by R.J. Barrett. And then he goes, and then he doesn't do, like, basically anything against 76ers. It's fine, whatever. We lose him in 1 minute into this game, so the young guys, they got to step up. And who are the young guys on this team? Well, I'll go through it with you. Who came in? Emmanuel Quickley played 51 minutes in this game. So remember, there's 48 minutes in an NBA game, plus this 5-minute overtime, that's 53 minutes. Emmanuel Quickley sat for 2 minutes in total. Not a young guy. But Derrick Rose, he had to come in now. He's the backup point guard now that Jalen Brunson was out. He played for 12 minutes in this one. Isaiah Hartenstein for 12 minutes. Sims with 13. Quinn Grimes played 48 minutes, so he would have played a full game of NBA basketball. 48 minutes played. Miles McBride with 46 minutes played, just 2 minutes under a full NBA game. And I want to talk about how, if you really think about it, two men down in this nine-man rotation that Thibodeau plays. So nine-man rotation normally, two guys that are in that nine-man rotation are out. So you have to limit that to basically seven-man rotation. You extend the minutes of Emmanuel Quickley, Quinn Grimes, and Miles McBride to basically play a full length of NBA basketball, barely sit whatsoever, besides in timeouts and maybe intermission between quarters and halftime in the locker room. So with those two guys out, you have them in, for how long, however long I said. They put in an amazing effort and are up by 9 points. With 30 seconds left in this game. A full Dallas Mavericks squad. And these Knicks youngsters are so close to a victory. So close. With 30 seconds left in this game. So for, with two men down. So a 46 minute long triumph. And almost unbelievable. I don't want to say unbelievable. But an almost triumphant, tremendous Knicks team after losing whatever it was, 3 in a row, come back with their youngsters carrying the team, playing however many long minutes, and getting this win. They were 30 seconds away from that. But this man, Luka Doncic, said no. And for Miles McBride to go on the line, you could be mad at Miles McBride. The guy is 22 years old, in his second year in the league, tired from playing 46 minutes in this game. You can be mad at Tom Thibodeau again. I guess you could say in that time, in overtime, with a few minutes left, why play Quickley? Play Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose is a seasoned veteran. Like, obviously, we know he hasn't had that many minutes this year, but get him in there. Have him play. Because he knows what to do in these situations. He's been in these situations before. Sure, you could say that. You could say a lot of things about this game. But what this game is going to be remembered for is two things. The one that Knicks fans are going to remember is most likely that the Knicks lost a 9-point lead in 30 seconds. And what other team, by the way, in the NBA is going to do that? Not any other team but the Knicks, right? Because laughingstock of the NBA, we know, blah, 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 blah. That's all the headlines coming out this morning. The other thing that's going to be remembered from this game is that Luka Doncic set a career high in points, as well as a Mavericks record in points. No other Maverick has ever scored 60 in a game before, so he set that record. With Dirk Nowitzki in attendance, by the way. Dirk getting that statue, and also was the leading scorer for the Mavericks in a single game ever with whatever it was. Like, he had 51, I think. He was in attendance for this game. But what's going to be remembered is Luka scoring 60 points, having 21 assists, and 10 rebounds, which has never been done in NBA history. And again, as a 17-year-old Knicks fan, basketball fan in general too, although I watch more of the Knicks than I do other NBA games, that is the greatest performance by an NBA player I've ever seen in my life. And I have to really, really think if I can say this because I'm a big sports fan too, but that might be the greatest performance by a single player I've ever seen in my life in any sport. And wow, and that's what you have to do. I'm sorry for like breathing right into your ears if you're listening with headphones on or wherever you're listening. But that's what you have to do. You just have to breathe. You have to take a deep breath and understand what you're witnessing. And that's take away from the fact that obviously this is your team and it freaking sucks. But at some point, you just kind of have to tip your cap. You have to bow. Well, no, Luka has to bow. You have to applaud and just watch in awe. And or be like me and be absolutely shaken and just say, that was unbelievable. There was nothing they could do. Because, yeah, obviously there was something they could do. I mean, they can make those points in overtime. But let's be honest, both teams weren't making points in overtime. Both teams were not. They were like the Mavs were 0 for 5 or something. And the Knicks were 0 for 3 from the field to start overtime. And then, yeah, they took over and they won this game. Well, Luka won them this game. I guess let's go to the stats now. So Julius Randle, he played a hell of a game today, or yesterday night. He had 29 points, 18 rebounds, and 4 assists. What is that, a double-double? 45 minutes for Randle. RJ Barrett, obviously, 2 minutes into this game going out. Mitchell Robinson, 20 points, 16 rebounds, 1 assist. Mitchell Robinson, I think, had like 8 offensive rebounds. I mean, he was giving these Knicks plenty of opportunities to get second chance points. So credit to Mitchell Robinson, played 36 minutes in this game. IQ, no, he didn't have a total, like a crazy amount of points. He only had 13. I don't think he shot great from the line, but again, double-double for him. 13 points, 15 assists, 3 rebounds. In 51 minutes, by the way. 51 minutes, again, only sat out for 3 minutes in this game. 2 minutes in this game. Unbelievable stuff. Quinn Grimes, 33 points, 4 assists, 6 rebounds in 48 minutes. A full game's length of minutes for Quinn Grimes. And Miles McBride, 14 points, 1 assist, 1 rebound in 46 minutes. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff, crazy game. Like, there's not really... there was, like, the few points I wanted to say. And after that, you kind of just go speechless. And there's nothing really much you could say after that. I guess you could try and be positive and just say, you know, whatever it is, win or loss, it's only one, you know, one loss in the loss column. And the Knicks go to 18 and 17 now. And looking at the standings, they sit sixth in the NBA standings, in the Eastern Conference standings, excuse me, which is still not even that bad, by the way. And then you could say, okay, well, it is what it is. They continue this these games on the road, and they play two more against the Spurs and then the Houston Rockets on Saturday on New Year's Eve. I guess is what you can say. If you want to be positive, you want to look at the positive aspect of things, which I don't blame you. I mean, you might as well. I guess, yeah. So that's what you say. You say at the end of the day, it's only one loss, but it's going to be remembered as more than that. And the headlines are all over the place. I mean, I saw an article this morning that was written by CNN about the game and Luka dropping 60. And you're like, yeah, CNN doesn't cover sports, do they? Nor do they cover basketball, nor do they cover the New York Knicks often. So, you know, this is going on the main stage. yeah. But anyway, sorry about the hectic episode and all the other shenanigans happening, but I could not record last night. I just think that's the craziest part to me is that, like, I was thinking about it. I tried. I, like, sat down in the chair at 11:30. Maybe it was because I was tired, but I swear it was just because of the disbelief that I had from the Knicks losing this game. 126-121 final in overtime. New York Knicks lose. Luka Doncic, 60-21-10. Never done before in NBA history. Insanity. Insane. And again, the New York Knicks, 9 points in 30 seconds. We're up 9 with about 30 seconds left in this game. Yeah, did I think they were going to win? Of course I did. With less than a minute left, up by that much, you think this game is over. I mean, it's like 1 in 1,000 that stuff like this happens, and the Knicks end up losing. I think, as a Knicks fan, if you didn't think at home in Dallas, Luka hits that shot, he's going crazy. He's even surprised that he hit that shot, and they get sent to overtime. The game gets sent to overtime. As a Knicks fan, I mean, please let me know on Twitter at @JoshSolo29. Please let me know on Twitter if you really thought differently. But I think any Knicks fan, when that game got sent to overtime, you knew that the Mavericks were going to win. Because at that point, the Knicks already choked that 9 points in 30 seconds. You knew the Dallas Mavericks at home had all the momentum and it was not coming back to New York. Because I definitely knew. I mean, like I said, I thought the Knicks were going to win. So for the Mavericks to get 9 points in 30 seconds, for Luka to grab that rebound because two Knicks couldn't control it, Kareem Grimes and Miles McBride, and they just said, oh, whatever. You get it. No, I get it. No, you get it. No, Luka gets it. He actually gets a shot up and he makes it. And then quickly goes for the full court shot, doesn't even hit. I mean, it hits the backboard. A good attempt, I guess, by quickly. But then that game gets sent to overtime in Dallas. The crowd is going crazy. That shook the building. You knew it was over. There was no other thinking. But that's it. That's it. I don't want to go for much longer because there's not really many words that come to my mind. And again, you can blame the coaching. You can blame Tom Thibodeau for not putting in Rose or some other decisions. But I'd just like to, again, give credit to this Knicks team for basically 47 minutes of stepping up, playing big minutes. You're down two starters, one of them being your leader on and off the court, and was even cheering from the sidelines. I credit Jalen Brunson for that, even trying to show his leadership when he was out. But you were missing your number one guy. Scoring-wise, spacing on the floor-wise, again, leadership-wise, I keep on using the same words. I'm sorry, I can't think of anything else. But Jalen Brunson is that guy for the Knicks. And you could see when he wasn't on the floor, this team was chaotic. This team was unorganized. And obviously this team was tired because of the 9-man rotation that Tibbs does. And when you're missing two starters, guys are going to have to step up. And they did that. Oh, I give so much credit to these youngsters. This might have been, again, they closed it for one more minute. 47 minutes of game time. This might have been the best Knicks win of the season. The best Knicks win of the season if they close this game out. But they didn't. All right. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at TCTNS official. I'm on Twitter at Joshola29. I said that earlier. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcast, Spotify. And I thank you for listening to me rambling on and all the background noise and all of that. I'm sorry. I wish I had more words. I wish I was more planned out. I wish I sounded better, but overall, just a bunch happening, and it's hard to think of thoughts, really, when it comes to this game. Even the morning after, I needed a night to comprehend. I needed a good night's sleep to comprehend it. Yeah, even after a good night's sleep, there's still no words to describe it. It's just absolute shock. But with that shock, it's also a realization of, yeah, you're a New York Knicks fan and stuff like this happens. Unfortunately, and especially in my lifetime, in the 2010s, unfortunately, stuff like this does happen as a New York Knicks fan. And then you look at it and it's like, yeah, 9 points in 30 seconds. I mean, like, you tell me yesterday the Knicks are going to, you know, the Mavericks are going to score 9 points in 30 seconds and end up being the Knicks and Luka's going to drop 60. You told me that yesterday morning. I would have been like, yeah, that's possible. I mean, definitely could happen. It's the Knicks, right? After all of that. So, I mean, it's crazy, but it's also, am I crazy? Am I insane to say that's expected? Not expected, but like, it's reality. Like, I can't think of the word, but it's like, if you told me in the past that was going to happen, the Dallas Mavericks were going to drop 9 points in 30 seconds against the Knicks, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. It's not like we've never seen that before. Reggie Miller, for, you know, you people older than me listening to this, Reggie Miller, but obviously not the same deal, but very similar, and even in less time. So anyway, no music here, no Go New York, Go New York, Go. Unfortunately, you don't want to hear the Knicks song. So I'll see you when I see you. I appreciate you listening to this, whatever this episode was. I just had to get my thoughts out there. But again, Luka dropped 60, 21, and 10, never done before in NBA history. The Knicks lose 126 to 121 after being up 9 points with 30 seconds left in the game. My name's Josh. See you next time for another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. Peace.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.